Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We are so grateful to be here once again. Today is Wednesday. It is the, I believe it's the 20th day of July 2022. And I believe we got the lights open, so our sister Chris will lead us this morning. Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank God for allowing us to be here this morning on July the 20th. We just give you all the glory this morning, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we worship your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we magnify you this morning. You are so great, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you this morning for the gift of life, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of life this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we were able to open our eyes, Lord God, and just come together corporately, Lord God, to worship your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We exalt your name, Lord God, for you are the great I am, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for all the wonderful things that you do in our life, Lord God. Lord God, we magnify your holy name, Lord God. We exalt you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, for you alone are mighty, Lord God. For you alone are wonderful, Lord God. For you are the one that changes not, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just everything that you do, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We lift your name on high, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you all the praise and glory this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in our family's life, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for every situation, Heavenly Father, that you turned around, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for opening the floodgates of heaven, Lord God, and raining on us, Lord God, raining down on us, Lord God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, our heart just says, thank you this morning, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just give you all the praise and glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening doors this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for every open door this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for letting us get to our destination, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I just worship you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in the lives of my family, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of my sister, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for healing her, Lord God, and allowing her to give her peace, Lord God, in every situation that she goes through, Lord God. I thank you for salvation, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for saving the families, Lord God, saving my family, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for saving my kids, Lord God, and keeping my mother and father, Lord God, and keeping their health, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I just worship you for everything that you're doing, Lord God, in Jesus' name this morning, Lord God. I just thank God this morning for allowing us to come together on Prayer Praise Deliverance Ministries. I just thank God for each and every person that comes here and that's continuously to come here and just to corporately to pray and just lift each other up. I just thank God for each and every person this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for Apostle Horsley, Lord God, and his family, Lord God. I thank you for Pastor Wonderland, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for their family, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're praying for their son, Roderick, Lord God, and their daughter, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for their whole family, Lord God. We're praying for Sister Marie, Lord God, and everything that concerns her and everything that concerns her family, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're praying for Sister Darlene and Jamila and her whole family, Lord God, and her husband, Lord God. We're just praying for everything, Lord God, that concerns them. And we're praying for Sister Mary, Lord God, and Sister Sheila, Heavenly Father, and Sister Marie, Lord God, and Sister Gladys, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we just pray for Sister Yvonne and Pastor Elastica this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for each and every family, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that's every person, Lord God, is represented on this prayer line, Lord God, and every family member, Lord God, is attached to them, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God. Lord God, that you open doors, Lord God, that you do the necessary things that they need done in their life, Lord God. Lord God, for you know the prayers of each and every person, Lord God. Lord God, you know those things, Lord God, that they've been praying for so long, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, you know the issues of their heart, Lord God. So I pray today, Lord God, that you answer prayers, Lord God. Lord God, that you answer prayers prayers, Lord God, that you do things that's so great in their life, Lord God, that you perform a miracle so great in their life, Lord God, that's beyond every expectation, Lord God, of anything that they can ask for right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you do something so great, Lord God, that you open a door so great, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord God. And Lord God, we know, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal today, Lord God. So we come to you corporately, Lord God, with every issue, Lord God, with every prayer, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to open doors, Lord God. Answer prayers today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we need you, Lord God. We're calling upon your name, Lord God. He said if we delight ourselves in you, Lord God, you would delight yourself in us, Lord God. Lord God, that you would give us the desires of our heart, Lord God. So, Lord God, we are on our knees, Lord God. We're coming to you corporately, Lord God. You said with two or three gather, you'll be in the midst, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for a change, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, today, Lord God, that you change the atmosphere, Lord God. Lord God, that you would change it, Lord God, and turn it around for our favor, Lord God, for our good, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, those family members that we've been praying, Lord God, for their salvation, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they receive the Holy Ghost today, Lord God, for those things, Lord God, that we've been praying for, those healing, Lord God. Lord God, some people on this prayer line are praying for healing, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they receive the healing that they need today, Lord God. And Lord God, there's some people praying that you open doors, Lord God. Give them new opportunities, Lord God. Lord God, for you just, you know what they need, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for favor, Lord God. Favor over everything that we do, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for anointing right now today, Lord God, as we go on about our day, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, Heavenly Father, that you anoint us today, Lord God, that we will be anointed for whatever that we need to do today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you anoint our hands, Lord God, anoint our feet, Lord God, anoint our minds, Lord God. Help us to have the mind of Christ today, Lord God. Give us the anointing, Lord God, to do whatever we need to do today, Lord God. And I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give us the grace, Lord God, to make it home, Lord God, safely, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that today, Lord God, we will get to our destination, Lord God. Lord God, the destination, Lord God, that you have for us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will receive our destiny helpers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, that you would give us a mountaintop experience, Lord God. Release your fire, Lord God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, open doors, Lord God. Open financial doors, Lord God. Open doors of increase, Lord God, over our life, Lord God. Open doors that have been closed, Lord God, for so long, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for answered prayers this morning, Lord God. Answer the prayers today, Lord God. Lord God, we've been praying, Lord God. We've been seeking you, Lord God. You said if we seek you, we may find you, Lord God. If we knock, then the door should be open, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're seeking and asking and knocking today, Lord God. You said if we just have faith, Lord God, the faith, Lord God, the faith, Lord God, of a mustard seed, Lord God, we can move mountains to the sea, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask it today, Lord God, that you grant us the grace, Lord God. Lord God, grant us the grace, Lord God, for favor, grant us the grace for faith today, Lord God. Grant us the grace, Lord God, to be obedient, Lord God. And, Lord God, to be obedient to your word, Lord God. Lord God, grant us the grace today, Lord God, to obey you, Lord God. Because you said if we obey your commands, Lord God, you will open doors, Lord God. So, Lord God, we know that you are not man, that you shall lie, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that you grant us the grace, Lord God, to be obedient, Lord God, that you grant us the grace, Lord God, to obey you, Lord God, today, Lord God. And we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you grant us the grace, Lord God. Lord God, if you want us to be patient, Lord God, give us the grace, Lord God, for patience today, Lord God. Give us the grace, Lord God, to be steadfast, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you know everything that we need, Lord God. We know that you have everything in your hands, Lord God. So we just ask you today, Lord God, give us the grace, Lord God, to keep going, Lord God. Lord God, I know, Lord God, we've been seeking you for so long for some things, Lord God. Lord God, I need a turnaround in my life, Lord God. I need a turnaround in my business, Lord God. Lord God, I need a turnaround in my finances, Lord God. Lord God, so I ask you today, Lord God, to open the doors of heaven, Lord God, and pour out those blessings, Lord God, God, that we need, Lord God, today, Lord God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We're seeking you today, Lord God. We're seeking you, Lord God. We're seeking your face, Lord God. Lord God, we are on our knees, Lord God. We are on our knees, Lord God, coming to you, Lord God. Lord God, it's your daughter, Lord God, standing in the need of prayer this morning, Lord God. Standing in the need of prayer, Lord God. Lord God, the only that you can do, Lord God. Only you can do, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, that I will have the spirit of excellence, Lord God. Lord God, that you will grant me the spirits of excellence, Lord God, just like you did Daniel and the lion's den, Lord God. Lord God, you protected him, Lord God. You kept him from the lions devouring him, Lord God. So any lion, Lord God, in my life, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you keep me, Lord God, that don't let them devour me, Lord God. You said, Lord God, in your word, Lord God, you would not let our enemies overtake us, Lord God. You will make them our footstools, Lord God. So every lion, Lord God, that's in the den right now, I pray, Lord God, that you send an angel, Lord God, to protect us, Lord God, that the ones that try to rise up against us will not devour us, oh Lord. Lord God, come, Lord God, and be our rescue today, Lord God. Rescue us today, Lord God, as we call upon the name of the Lord, Lord God. You said you were answer, Lord God. So rescue us in every situation, Lord God. Lord God, favor us in every situation, Lord God. Anoint us in every situation, Lord God. Choose us today, Lord God. Choose us, Heavenly Father, today, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you choose me, Lord God, that you accelerate me, Lord God, that you will catapult me right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, where there's a many, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that I be the chosen one right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you choose us, Lord God, that you choose us, Lord God. Lord God, that wherever we find ourselves, Lord God, lift us above everyone else, Lord God. Lord God, wherever we find us, Lord God, give us an excellent spirit, Lord God. Let the spirit of excellence, Lord God, rest upon our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Upon me today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the spirit of excellence rise. Let the spirit of excellence, Lord God, be upon my business, Lord God. Let the spirit of excellence be upon each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God. Let the spirit of excellence, Lord God, be upon our children, Lord God, and everything that concerns us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, Lord God, that we could come to you in prayer, Lord God. Lord God, that we could pray about those things, Lord God. Lord God, those things that try to come up against us, Lord God. Lord God, help us to come to you in prayer, Lord God. Remove those things from our life, Lord God. Lord God, that you said that you would not let us be devoured, Lord God. You said the lion roams the earth looking for those that he can devour, Lord God. Lord God, those things that he can devour, Lord God. We are not those things that he can devour, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving our angels charge over us, Lord God. Lord God, that we don't even dash our foot against the stone, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every arrow that flies by day, Lord God, and the pestilence by night, Lord God. So we thank you this morning today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for choosing us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for leading us to the certain place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your protection, Lord God, protecting us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our refuge, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're just praying today, Lord God, that you will ask prayers, Lord God, for anything that's trying to block our prayers, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, it be removed today, Lord God. Anything that's any roadblock, Lord God, trying to block our prayers, Lord God, or block us from getting to the next level, Lord God, or blocking us from opening doors, getting doors open, Lord God. I pray that it be removed today, Lord God. Remove every roadblock today, Lord God, on July the 20th, Lord God. On July the 20th, Lord God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remove every roadblock, Lord God, that's trying to hinder our prayers, Lord God. Remove it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, do something so great and miraculous in our life, Lord God. Lord God, that's so great, Lord God, that it will make the ears ring, Lord God. Do something so big, Lord God, that it gets the attention of everyone, Lord God, that they know, Lord God, that we serve a mighty, mighty God, Lord God, that we serve a mighty God, Lord God. So we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We give you all the praise and glory, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We praise you today, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just open our hearts, Lord God, to you today, Lord God, and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Jesus. And so I just thank everyone that's here on the prayer line today. I'm going to read something today that I was studying last night. And what I'm going to, the scripture I'm going to read from is Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. It's really like 1 through 24, but I'm kind of, I know that's kind of long, so I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit. So Daniel chapter 6, verse 1, it says, it pleased Darius to appoint 120 straps and to rule throughout the kingdom, and with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel, and the were made accountable. And to them, so that the king may not suffer loss. Now, Daniel was distinguished himself among the administrators and the staff by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators in the satraps tried to find grounds of charges against Daniel and his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt or nor negligent. Finally, these men said, we would never find any basis of charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of God. So the administrators and the satraps went as a group to the king and says, may King Darius live forever. And the royal administrators and perfect straps and advisors and governors have agreed that the king should issue a day to enforce and decree that anyone that prays to God or any human being during the next 30 days except you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty issued this decree, put it in writing so it cannot be altered. In accordance with the law of the Medes and the Persians, it cannot be repealed. So King Darius put the decree in writing. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went to his home and went upstairs to the room where the windows were open towards Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed and gave thanks to God, just as he'd done before. And these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asked God, asking God for help. So he went to the king and spoke to him about the royal decree. Didn't you publish the decree that will that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to anything, any God or any human being except you and your majesty will be thrown in the lion's den? And the king answered, the decree stands in accordance with the law of Medes and the Persians and cannot be repealed. And they said to the king, Daniel, who is one of the exiles of Judah, pays no attention to you, your majesty, or to the decree that you put in writing. He still prays three times a day, and the king heard this, and he was greatly distressed. He determined to rescue Daniel and make every effort until the sundown to save him. The men went as a group to King Darius and said, remember, your majesty, according to the law of Medes and Persians, that no decree or no edict that the king can issue can be changed. So the king gave the order, they brought it to Daniel, and threw him into the lion's den. And the king said to Daniel, may your God whom you serve continuously rescue you. Lord God, we just pray today, Lord God, that anybody that's coming against us, that's plotting on us, Lord God, let it be removed today, Lord God. We bind anything, Lord God, any spirit, Lord God, any powers, Lord God, anything, Lord God, trying to come against us today, Lord God. So then a stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the lion's den, and the king sealed it, and with his own ring in the rings of the nobles, so that Daniel's situation may not be changed. And the king returned to the palace, spent the night without eating and without entertaining and being brought into him. And the first night at dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. He came near the den, and he called Daniel in anguished voice. And Daniel, the servant of the living God, has your God who you could serve continuously been
able to rescue you? Daniel answered, may the king live forever. My God sent his angel. He shut the mouth of the lions, and they have not hurt me, because I was innocent in the sight, nor have I done anything wrong against you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and gave the orders to lift Daniel for the dead. Lord God, we just come together today, Lord God. Lord God, praying, Lord God. Lord God, any situation that we may find ourselves in, Lord God, send your angels, Lord God. Send your angels, Lord God, to cover the mouth of lions, Lord God, that we will not be devoured, Lord God. Every situation, Lord God, let it favor us, Lord God. Lord God, let us have the spirit of excellence like Daniel had, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be worthy in everything that we do today, Lord God, and everything that we're doing in our life, Lord God, that we have the spirit of excellence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So let's come together, Lord, and pray corporately, Lord God, that God will give us the spirit of excellence today. And in any situation that we find ourselves in, God will protect us and provide for us. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for being our strong tower, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for favoring us, Lord God. Lord God, favor us like you did Daniel, Lord God. Lord God, because we know you're not a respecter of persons, Lord God. What you do for one, you do for another, Lord God. Lord God, let that favor of Daniel rest upon my life, Lord God. Let the spirit of excellence be upon everything that I do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Every situation I find myself in, Lord God. Every lion den I find myself in, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would send an angel, Lord God, to close the mouth of the lions, Lord God, that they will close the mouth of them, that I will not be devoured, Lord God. Lord God, for you are the Lord that changes not, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Favor us, Lord God, in every situation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anybody that's trying to set a trap for us, Lord God. Lord God, any Lord God advisor, Lord God, trying to set a trap for us, Lord God. May they fall into that trap today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every door that's trying to stop me from getting to my destination, Lord God. Release your fire, Lord God, today, Lord God. Scatter them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Doors of my finance, breakthrough, Lord God. I command them to open today, Lord God. Lord God, the doors of my breakthrough. The doors is opening the breakthrough of my finance. I pray that it be open today, Lord God. Lord God, doors of supernatural financial breakthrough, Lord God. Open today over my business, Lord God. Doors of financial breakthrough, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that they open today, Lord God. Doors of double promotion, Lord God. We command that it be open today, Lord God. Lord God, let it be released upon us today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now for the spirit of excellence, Lord God. Let us be excellent in everything that we do, Lord God. That they can't even find a problem, Lord God. That they got to create something, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, wherever we find ourselves, Lord God. Lord God, let the excellent spirit rest upon our life, Lord God. Let the excellent spirit be in the place with me, Lord God. Above the rest, Lord God. Upon me today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the excellent spirit rest upon Dallas and Denver, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that concerns me, Lord God. Let the excellent spirit rest upon my entire household, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, just like we tried to convict Daniel wrong, but he was faithful, Lord God. Let us be faithful in everything that we do, Lord God. I decree that every situation, Lord God, every evil complaint that's held against us, Lord God, will not stand, Lord God. Any evil complaint that's against us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, will not stand, Lord God. Lord God, every evil complaint, Lord God, that's against our children, Lord God, against anybody in our household, Lord God, it will not stand, Lord God. Lord God, any evil complaint, Lord God, will not stand right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every evil charge, Lord God, that's trying to brought up against us, Lord God, it will not stand in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, every evil charge brought up against me, Lord God, will be scattered in the name of Jesus, Lord God. It will be scattered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, every situation is trying to irritate us and distract us, Lord God. Lord God, let us have favor today, Lord God. Everything is favor, let us have favor today, Lord God.
My Father, my God, Lord God, let your law be overwritten today, Lord God. Any law, Lord God, that's trying to destroy us, Lord God, trying to take us away, Lord God, and take away our peace, Lord God, let it be removed today, Lord God. Anything that disfavors me and my household, Lord God, save me, Lord God. Save me, Lord God. Save me from the lion's den, Lord God. Lord God, send the angel of the Lord to rescue me, Lord God. Lord God, do not let that lion devour me, oh Lord. Rescue me, Lord God, from the lion's den today, Lord God. Every situation that I thought was going to devour me, Lord God, save me from it, Lord God. Every situation, Lord God, that we thought that was going to devour us, Lord God. Everything that we've been going through, Lord God. Every situation, Lord God, you know the situations, Lord God. Lord God, that we thought it was going to devour us, Lord God. You saved us, Jesus, Lord God. You saved us, Father, Lord God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we have the favor of Daniel over our life, Lord God. Lord God, and everything that was sent to do us harm, Lord God, let it be returned to the sender today, Lord God. Every evil attack, Lord God, that's been sent out for us to fall in, let it be returned to sender today, Lord God. Every evil word that's been spoken over us, let it be returned to sender today, Lord God. For we are children of the Most High, Lord God. We are great, Lord God. We are great, Lord God. We are the children of the living God, Lord God. Lord God, you have given us eternal life, Lord God. You have blessed us, Lord God, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, Lord God. You said greater works that we should do, Lord God. You said if we have faith, Lord God, we can move mountains to the sea, Lord God. Lord God, give us the faith that we need today, Lord God, because we know that you're going to deliver us from every situation, Lord God. You're going to favor us in every situation, Lord God, just like you did Lion, Lord God, you're just like you did Daniel, Lord God, you're doing for LaShawn, Lord God, just like you did it for Daniel, Lord God, you're doing for Apostle Horses, Lord God, just like you did it for Daniel, Lord God, you're doing for Roderick, Lord God, just like you did it for Daniel, Lord God, you're doing for Sister Darlene, Lord God, just like you did it for Daniel, Lord God, do it for Sister Marie, Lord God, do it for Sister Tila, Lord God, do it for Sister Yvonne, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, do it for Pastor Elastica, Lord God. Lord God, save each and every person, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Lord. Anybody in my family,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let us not be devoured by the lions, Lord God. Let us not be devoured by the accusations, Lord God. The accusations, Lord God. If they try to bring up against us, Lord God. Because we are children of the King, Lord God. We are children of the Most High, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for letting the lions devour us today, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for being our mighty tower this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Send their angels, Lord God. Send your angels, Lord God. Send your angels, Lord God, to close the mouth of these lions, Lord God. Lord God, the lions, Lord God. Lord God, send your angels, Heavenly Father, Lord God, to close the mouth of these lions, Jesus, Lord God. In your name, in your name, in your name, Lord God. In your holy name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, Lord Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Lord God, the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, Lord God. And Lord God, I need you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, Every evil accusation trying to be brought up against us. Every evil accusation trying to be brought up against our family, Lord God. It would not stand. It would not stand. It would not stand. It would not stand. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, angel, for God. Do not let the lions devour me. In every situation I thought they were going to devour me, you saved me from it, Lord God. You are the God of over everything. You are the God over everything. You are Lord. You change us not, Lord God. You change us not, Lord God. Lord God, showcase yourself in my life, Lord God. Do something so big in my life, Lord God, that they say only Jesus could have did it. Only God could have did it. Only God could have did it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Let our prayers be heart-moving prayers, Lord God. Let our prayers be fervent and effective, Lord God. We need a change, Lord God. We don't want to be the same, Lord God. We don't want to go about this day the same, Lord God. We need a change, Jesus. We need a change, Jesus. We need a change, Lord God. Lord God, open new doors, Lord God. Open new doors, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you know that thing, Lord God, that we've been praying for so long, Lord God. You know that thing, Lord God, that we've been praying for, Lord God. Lord God, let the spirit of fear be removed from my life today, Lord God. Let the spirit of fear be removed from my life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Find our procrastination, Lord God. Help us to speak you heavenly, Lord God. We speak you, Lord God. We speak in 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 you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. God of Abraham and Isaac, Lord God. God of Abraham and Isaac, Lord God. We speak in you, Lord God. We seek you, Lord God. We seek you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. I can't go on another thing, Lord God. You see the answer to these prayers, Lord God. Answer the prayers, Lord God. Answer the prayers, Lord God. Answer the prayers, Lord God. We need answer prayers, Lord God. Do something so big in our life, Lord God, that we can't even see it, Lord God. And we can't bigger than what we can expect, Lord God. Bigger than what we can expect, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open doors, Lord God. Open doors, Lord God. Lord God, open doors in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us favor, Lord God. Give us favor today, Lord God. Oh, July of the 20th, Lord God. Let this be the month of breakthrough, Lord God. Let this be the month to answer prayers, Heavenly Father. In your holy name, Jesus. In your holy name, Lord God. In your holy, holy, holy name, Jesus, Lord God. Help us not to be the same, Lord God. Help us not to be the same, Lord God. We know that you're the God that transforms and redeems, Lord God. Transform us, redeem us, Lord God. Give us the mind of Christ today, Lord God. Give us the mind of Christ today, Heavenly Father. We need you, Lord God. They're out to get us, Lord God. They're trying to come against us, Lord God. They're trying to make situations, Lord God. Lord God, to put us in the lion's den. But Lord God, we got a God, Lord God, that's going to send an angel, Lord God. He's going to send his angels to protect us, Lord God. Send your angels to protect us today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God. We're seeking you, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God. We need you today, Lord God. Please hear the prayers of your people, Lord God. Send the prayers of the righteous and zealous, Lord God. I need you, Lord. I can't go another day like this, Lord God. Answer the prayers, Lord God. Perform a miracle in my life so big, Lord God. I need the gates of heaven to open, Lord God. Sign your glory and your mercy upon my life, Lord God. Upon everything that concerns you, Lord God. Because you are the Lord and Savior, Lord God. You are not a
Take your
purses, Lord God. I need you, Lord.
Thank you.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you, Lord.
I need you, Jesus, Lord God.
need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
I need you, Jesus. I need you, Lord. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, Lord God. We speak your holy name this morning, Lord God. We speak your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we pray today, Lord God. We pray today on July the 20th, Lord God. Oh, Lord, on July the 20th, Lord God. Let us have the excellent spirit, Lord God. Let the excellent spirit reign upon our life today, Lord God. Lord God, let the spirit of excellence like Daniel had rest on our life today, Heavenly Father. And everything that concerns us, Lord God. Lord God, we speak in you, Lord God. We speak in you, Lord God. Lord God, out of 120 officials, Lord God, you chose three, Lord God, and Daniel was one of them. Lord God, choose us today, Lord God. Choose us. Let us be selected, Lord God. Let us be selected, Lord God, just like you selected Daniel, Lord God. Lord God, you selected, Lord God, he was selected, Lord God. We pray today, Lord God, that you select us, Lord God. We pray today, Lord God, that the spirit of excellence be upon our life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let it rest upon us, Lord God, and every person that's concerning us and anybody connected to our household, Lord God. Let the spirit of excellence be upon us today, Lord God. Every situation, Lord God, that was meant to put us in the lion's den, Lord God, I pray for your protection, Lord God, today, Lord God. Be our protection, Lord God. Be our peace today, Lord God. Send your angels, Heavenly Father, Lord God, to close the mouth of those lions, Lord God. Protect us. Every situation that we thought was going to devour us, Lord God, you close those mouths of lions, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy today, Lord God.
Praise your name, Lord. We thank you for it, Father. Glory to your name, God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Yes, Lord. So we thank God this morning. Thank you, Sister Chris, for leading us in prayer today and those awesome words that we need to have a spirit of excellence and that God, he exposed the lion's jaws for Daniel and he can do it for us. So we appreciate that today and thank God for all the prayers that have gone up. And we're going to go ahead and do our peace on these demonic spirits that are out there that are trying to destroy our nation. We know that God is a mighty God, and if you had a prayer request, I don't know if we'll get to those today, but if you do have one when we begin to pray at the end of the hour, you can just put those out there in the atmosphere because God hears those prayers, and he knows exactly what you need and want and desire. And as we have already prayed, we know that God is already in the business of doing what we desire. He said that before you call, I will answer and show great and mighty things. So we're going to talk about this mass shooting. We have heard some testimonies of how God has destroyed some of the plans of the enemy. So that's one reason why we keep these prayers going, because it's a desperate need in our nation to stop all this killing, all this unnecessary taking of life. So this morning I'm going to go ahead and read 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 22, it says, for a great number fell mortally wounded because the battle was of God. And these Israelites settled in their territory until the exile by Assyria more than 5 centuries later. And so I just want to point out in this particular scripture is that God is there in the midst of the battle. The battle is of the Lord. The battle that we have right now is a war that we to stay in until we see the complete annihilation of the demonic spirits that are out there that are keeping people in these bad frames of mind. There are people who have mental issues. There are those that are just evil and mean and prejudiced and hateful. But we know that God is the one who has given us love. And so we as a body of Christ, we want to, because we love people, we want to see people change. That's one reason why we're here. We want to see change. We want to see people healed. We want to see those who have even taken lives, if they come to Jesus Christ, those people who have taken lives, they can be forgiven of that because they can come and repent and ask God to forgive them. So we thank God today because we have the opportunity. We have the will to pray. All across this nation, there are people who may be planning and plotting bad things right now.
but God can stop and expose. So we're going to pray for exposure, that God will expose those things that are not of him, those things that would harm many people. There are people getting ready to go back to school. The children are preparing, the teachers, the principals, the people who are driving the buses. We pray, let's pray and protect the buses that will be traveling and taking the kids back and forth to school, and the vans that will be transporting the children. There are different aspects of, that are connected to the schools and what the children will be doing. And we pray, let's pray that God will heal those who have lost loved ones. They're still talking about this Uvalde situation, and it was just a horrible thing how they just let those kids just die the way they did. And so, you know, we want to just pray that these people who have taken on the oath to protect, that they will not be afraid because they have the weapons that they need to stop what may be going on. And I thank God for the young man who stopped the one up there in Indiana this past weekend. Could have been worse than it was. So we thank God for Jeremiah chapter 23 and 29. It says, is not my word like as said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. So I'm just encouraging us to remember to use the word of God when we're praying. Speak the word of God, because that is what makes the difference. That is what's going to kill the demonic spirits. It's going to destroy those spirits, because Jesus gave us power. He said in his word, he gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and against all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by an enemy hurt us. So we're going to come together and we're going to pray today. Isaiah 60 and 18 says, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy wall salvation and thy gates praise. So we're going to pray for the Lord to break every chain of violence and murder that has bound the inhabitants of our cities and has caused it to be a breeding ground for bloody crimes. We will bind spirits connected to murder and bloodthirsty spirits. We will pray against all avengers of blood hidden in the communities of our city. That Cain spirit is connected to this murdering demon as a demon of jealousy and just craziness that is going on in our world. So we're going to come together once again and speak the word of God over our nation. Pray for peace. Loose the spirit of peace today. Loose the spirit of unity. Loose the spirit of forgiveness, because there are people who are holding grudges. And they want to take somebody out because something happened to them, something hurt them. So we're going to use the word of God to destroy the works of the devil today. Amen, amen, amen. So let's just come together one more time. And while we're praying against this murdering demon, just pray whatever you need to pray over your family. Pray earlier when the prayer is going. Lord, we just thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, to ask me if I was saving non-perishable goods.
if I was storing up, and I have shared this before, that we should do that, store non-perishable goods, because this nation is going in a direction where there's most likely going to be a food shortage. And because this person is in the delivery business, he told me that the warehouses that he's been going to, the products that used to be there, it's like it's being cut in half. It's not as many products. The products are not there. And so the prices are going up. That's one thing we see in the stores. The prices are going up. And so at some point, we need to have something stored away so that we'll have something to eat and that we will not be starving. We will not be in a place where we don't have what we need. So I'm just reminding you, 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and 32, it says, of the tribe of Issachar, men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do, 200 chiefs and all their relatives were at their command. And so these were men who could see what was going on, and we can see what's going on if we just open up our eyes and see in the spirit realm. You can just see in the spirit realm, have a spirit of discernment. You can discern the times when you look around and you see what's happening in our world. There are too many factors that we have no control over. But God has control of all things, and he wants us to have wisdom. So if you just save maybe one or two cans a week in your pantry, or if you have a basement, if you have a storage room, start saving something so that when you, when this time comes, when the food is short, that you have something there at your home. Amen. So as we are about to leave, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that the Lord will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. The great army will be sent among us according to the word of God in the book of Joel. I decree this morning that we believe all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I decree that we see our breakthrough. Breakthrough is here right now. Whatever your breakthrough is in your life, that whatever breakthrough you need, believe God to do it for you today. I decree that we have been given power to get wealth. I decree that businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Somebody will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars, just according to your faith, let it be done unto you in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that our families are blessed, and those who are not saved will come to Jesus Christ and receive him as Lord, Savior, and King. I decree that we love God and we keep his commandments, and we are anointed by God to do his work in the name of Jesus. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. So let us all go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And remember, I love you, I appreciate you, and thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving your family. Thank you for loving yourself. That is important, to love yourself, and then you can love other people. So thank God for the love of God towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So once again, have a good day. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing here and know that God is doing a great work in and through you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.